Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
I am dwelling on the mountain where the golden sunlight gleams, or a land whose wondrous beauty far exceeds my fondest dreams. I can see far down the mountain where I've wandered weary years. I am drinking from the fountain where I ever would abide, for I've tasted life's pure river, and my soul, oh, it's satisfied.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
As I continue my series of The Battle of Gog, I want to say to every one of you how much I appreciate you listening to this radio broadcast. Hope you are staying healthy and well. This past year has been very turbulent and troublesome, with this corrupt and fraudulent administration forcing COVID vaccinations upon adults and now children. Also, this administration and radical socialistic Democratic Party has been forcing critical race theory, CRT, also known as SEL, social emotional learning, into our public school systems, which is a complete abomination. Hyperinflation has been horrendous since this senile and demonic president has taken office. The constant threat of shortages of all sorts is constantly looming over us. Also, the constant flood of illegal immigrants coming over our borders and the rapid rise of violence on our streets is another sign the Antichrist party is in control. This may not be the Antichrist, but the Apostle John warned us that there are many antichrists already in the world. This antichrist spirit that exists in Washington, D.C. today is the atheistic Communist Party. Biden and most of the Democratic politicians and some Republicans have sold their soul to the devil. The communists will be the impetus for this battle of Gog found in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. As this dispensation winds down, these are significant events that are prophesied to befall the earth. Again, the title of today's message is The Battle of Gog. This will be a real-life event that Ezekiel prophesied many millenniums earlier. Discovering the details of this future event is paramount to understanding and differentiating the many future events that are still to unfold as our Lord's second coming is nigh. There is also in Scripture the mention of the Battle of Armageddon, which we find in Revelation chapter 16. Is this the same battle as the Battle of Gog that Ezekiel prophesied, or is it different? What are the similarities and what are the differences? That will be my objective in this series, to disclose the subtleties of these prophecies. We will also look at the Psalm 83 war and the war prophesied at the end of the Messianic Kingdom age, also labeled Gog and Magog. So please listen intently as I continue to untangle these prophecies. And remember, Jesus said, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. The Battle of Gog, Part 6. So Matthew 24, verse 1, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. That prophecy has been fulfilled. That took place in 70 AD when the Roman Emperor Titus seized Jerusalem and scattered the Jews. The Jews were scattered and they ransacked Jerusalem and it was left desolate. And then, verse 3, and as he sat upon the mountain of Mount of Olives, Mount of Olives is just across the way. There's a valley from Mount Zion where the temple is, and you go down a valley and then you go back up. That's where Jesus spent a lot of time praying, the Garden of Gethsemane, Mount of Olives, things made of olive wood. There's a lot of olive wood and olive trees there in Israel. And just a beautiful wood when you fashion it into cabinet trees and a little jewelry box. It is a beautiful wood. And so the Mount of Olives, a lot of olive groves there. And Jesus answered and said unto them. Well, and so wait, let me read back, go back to 3 because I didn't finish it. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Verse 4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed that no man deceive you. Man, can we be deceived in this world? If we haven't seen deception in the last 12 months, 18 months, in the grand scale of things, it is amazing how people are deceived. And I listened to the doctor, a Jewish doctor, Vladimir Zenko, this week, and listened to several of his messages, and he went viral. Some of you may have seen him speaking to the folks who are over the board of health, in a sense, of Israel, and telling them that this is genocide. What you're doing is what Hitler and his men, his henchmen, were doing to the Jews in Nazi Germany. And that you're doing the exact same thing that the Nuremberg trials and declaration opposed and said this was wrong to do these experiments on these people. And you're doing it against our own people and trying to wake them up. And the deception that this vaccination is legitimate and has been tested and it's been tried and it's verifiably safe, which is a lie. And the deception, oh, the deception and the election. I don't know. I've been so overwhelmed these last 18 months. I don't know if you have been overwhelmed, but I have been overwhelmed with trying to learn about alternative health methods for fighting COVID, over the fighting the vaccine. You can't believe the burden I have for all of you and our children who may have to get the exemption, or those who are trying to apply for the exemption. Some have gotten victory in that area, but not everybody. That burdens me, that you would be denied a religious exemption from your job, because it can affect your household and your child's career. I'm listening to the military. 800,000 soldiers may be court-martialed for not taking the vaccine. Court-martialed. Some soldier wrote home to his mom that he had just gotten approved not too long ago and has been training to be part of this new Space Force that President Trump started in his administration. And now they're mandating being vaccinated. And he wrote home and said, I may be court-martialed before I even start to be part of the Space Force. And it was like this young man's goal and desire and worked. He all his attention and focus was on being the best and applying himself, because he had this great goal and desire to be part of this Space Force. And now it's all crumbling and falling apart. And all these officers laymen or not laymen, but your soldiers, they're going to have to either leave the army, not get any kind of pension. Some of these they're going to lose their pension. And so Jesus says here, take heed that no man deceive you. My, oh my, if it takes a lot of work and reading and studying. The other thing that I listen to 24/7 is the election, what happened in 2020. And just all the evidence of the fraud and wickedness. You know, Georgia alone, just Georgia alone, spent $100 million for those voting machines. Now, do you think there was a payoff? Yeah. Do you think those Republican governor wasn't involved in some of that kickback? We'll fund you this. We'll buy your machines, but you kick it, some of that money back to us. That goes on in politics all the time. There's always a kickback. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. So the effort, the energy that we have to put into not being deceived is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Not just in the scriptures, not in spiritual things, but in everyday life, in the everyday course of life. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. And we're talking about three of the major wars that are found in the scriptures that are still future. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. American Christians, we haven't faced persecution. If that's true, It's coming. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Boy, that hate for Christ is mounting all around the globe.
all around the globe, we may see the terminus of the missionary movement that took place 200 years ago. Missionaries have been locked up. A lot of your missionaries that IBT supports have been locked up in their homes. They haven't met in their church buildings. One missionary, I believe it was Italy, last year was saying that he opened his garage door and was almost threatened with arrest. Let me tell you, these globalists, these genocide folks, these people who want to reduce the global population, who want to reduce the number of people, this vaccine, the big concern is what sterilization is going to take place over time, and the lack of fertility as a result of this vaccination. How fewer numbers of babies will be born because of the vaccination. Reading, you know, I understand Bill Gates. You know, we've learned about Bill Gates. He's a big promoter of eugenics and ending life and minimizing life and their desire. I've told you this. Dr. Dixon wrote about this. He wrote that whole series in the Trumpet about the Guidestones in Georgia. In the middle of nowhere, somebody put these huge granite monuments that lay out their whole agenda, the globalist agenda. It just secretly appeared. The money trail, you can't follow the money trail, how the guide stones, and I forget what they're called right now, I can't think of the name, they just appear on this rock. And in their own words, their ideal population for the earth is 500 million people. 500 million people. 500 million people. How many people are on the face of the earth? 7.7, 7.8 billion people. What is their desire? And what was China's desire to minimize it? One baby policy. One child per family policy. And we got CCP Biden in office, and that's their desire. And Bill Gates' desire. And I didn't realize this is what I just meant to say. I just read this. Boris Johnson's father was a big promoter of eugenics and reducing the global population. So why should we listen to these people? They're the great deceivers. And kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Oh my goodness. That sounds like our inner cities. That's our inner cities. Killing one another. Many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. I just learned today, this week also, that I didn't know, name was right on my tongue, and I was thinking about it driving up here. The guy who wrote The Purpose-Driven Church, Rick Warren. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. The Council on Foreign Relations is a body of influential people that are associated and tied in with the United Nations in globalizing, getting everybody to think globally. You have the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. And he's a member of that, Rick Warren. They'll deliver you hatred, offend one another, for many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. The reason I'm reading this is because it's leading up to what we're dealing with in these battles that are coming against the conspiring of the nations. Now turn your Bibles to Ezekiel 38. We've read this before, but because we've had a guest speaker last week, I want to touch on some high points in 38 and 39. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, okay, I'm in Ezekiel 38, verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, and we talked about in Ezekiel, Ezekiel is always referred to as the Son of Man, quite often by the Lord. Set thy face against Gog and the land of Magog. I told you this is, it is most likely Russia. Magog is the city or the country, Russia, the land of Magog. And the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, these two cities, old names. You have to go back to the old names and the old, we're talking millenniums ago, of the people as they migrated across the globe after the flood and all the generations of people that migrated in different directions. What was Nimrod's sin? What did Nimrod do? What was so wrong with what Nimrod did? Yeah, he hunted. He was a great, mighty hunter, the Bible says, and we've interpreted that possibly he was a slayer of men. But what was he doing? He was rebelling against God. Okay? And God said, multiply and spread out. All right? And I was thinking about this. I dwelled on this one night. And all these people had to, I was sharing with somebody that, you know, the American Indians, they came across a land bridge between Russia and Alaska. I think it was Jeff I was talking about. They plenty of evidence that, that's how they came into the Americas and then South America, came across those land bridges. But why did God say spread out? And what did all those people groups have to do? They had to trust in God because they were small in numbers and they're spreading out. And God's telling them to spread out. And therefore, you would, because there's wild animals, there were still dinosaurs on the earth at that time. There were mammoth dinosaurs. And so they were spreading out. They had to rely. They had to plant and grow their produce and their foods and farm the land, and they had that made man trust God. But in a city environment that Nimrod wanted man all to gather together, then look at me. Me, I will be your protectorate. I will protect you. And I will become your God and not God in heaven. And we've talked about this in our Bible study. I don't know if we talked about this here in the pulpit. But when God destroys this earth and sets up his kingdom, we're going back to farming. We're going back to an agrarian lifestyle. The Lord's going to burn down all the cities. First, all your skyscrapers are going to come tumbling down because the earth's going to shake so much every skyscraper is going to fall down, plus the mountains and the tall trees. But we're going back to an agrarian lifestyle. And so these nations, these people groups all spread out, and you have to go back to their old names. And so Meshach and Tubal, and we looked at, there's a a city that has that name Tubal in it. And so we see that. We see the verse 4, "And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth." God is saying he's leading them because of their pride, because of their view against God. He's going to pull them into a battle. And basically, like fish, like a ring in the nose of a bull, he's pulling them into this battle. "And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thy army, and horses and horsemen, and all them that clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, Libya, with them, all of them with shields and helmets." We talked about Gomer, Gaul, and the Celts. We know where Persia is. We talked about Persia. Persia is Iran. Those people are Persians. And those who supported the Shah and were against the Ayatollah, they called themselves Persians. They didn't want to be called Iranians. They wanted to be called Persians. And Ethiopia, Libya. And we commented, and then I taught 2 weeks ago about, well, where are all those nations? Syria and Egypt and Saudi Arabia and all those nations that border around Israel. What happened to them? And I explained and pointed out that the Psalm 83 war, they get wiped out. They get wiped out. So good evidence points to the fact that they're eliminated already from the world stage. And that possibly it speaks of an elimination of Islam. Because Mecca and Medina and Jerusalem, those three are the most holy sites of Islam. If you're a Muslim in America, you're encouraged to go to Mecca at least once in your lifetime. And travel there for Ramadan. I guess it's Ramadan that they get together and they have that big festivity. And, you know, in that city, there's not one Christian. You're not going to find a Christian. They won't live very long if there's a Christian in Mecca. And people from all over the world go there for a for that Ramadan and for the pilgrimage to the city of Mecca. You know, that's what Malcolm X did. Malcolm X went to Ramadan, and one thing he noticed, not everybody is the same skin color. Not everybody. There's people with all different walks of skin colors there in Ramadan. It changed his thinking a little bit when he came back. Farrakhan had him assassinated. "Be thou prepared," verse 7, "be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy companies that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them." What is that saying? It's saying Israel has been scattered and has come back. Israel's going to be back in their land.
You have been listening to Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel, formerly the Cambria Hotel, 13,500 Tegeler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. That's gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.